which doesn't relate to tick-tock of a clock. That's the one we were talking about. So he said, you want to see that one? We should be out of this. Completely. The gradual motion of change is not what we are talking about. We are talking about flipping, which is something else. Gradual change is natural, and it will happen. You want it or not, because the environment will influence you. Because the environment is alive. It will respond to you. So, come out completely, then you will understand. This was the beginning of this. So, he suggested that come out, find your peace in we. Then you find yourself. Let go of your imagination. That's not the moon we are looking in the sky. Stick to something else. What? Stick to the idea of losing and being a winner. Because here, our winner, they lose. And guess what? What do they lose? The most appreciated, most valuable stuff. No. Let's be in the universe of Adam, not the human. Let's think in a society that everybody is selfish, normal animal. What's happening over there? Everybody tries to win. If you lose something, you're a loser, right? The exception is here. You believe in losing, you will be the winner. Does it make sense? Listen, it's difficult. Okay, you try, it's difficult to make sense, right? Let me give you a very simple example. You lose yourself when you fall in love. Click. Suddenly over there, love arrives, and this upside down is okay. You understand it. That's what love is. We'll show you that the upside down could be better. Exception, not the rule. So, we're talking about losing this stuff. Shall we start? What is the first thing you should lose? The serpent. The intelligence, that cheater in you. Clever one. Naughty one. Whatever you want to call it. That's the serpent to us. Because serpent is the same. It's know-how. Let go of the know-how. Because know-how is all about rule. Know-how will mesmerize you that winning is good, losing is bad. And you try to imagine in a state of being, and sometimes a state of relationship with someone, that you are in love and you don't lose the control. You are in control. Everybody will try to imagine a situation like that. Love is losing yourself and being a winner. How could I convince you? How could I make you understand? He said, honest to God, there is only one way. I have to show you the guy who was killed by this serpent. That's the only way you will get it. So, let's start. The first guy who will be killed with this. You started in a story, right? Today we will end that story. That's how he organized it. He started a guy with a simple desire. And I told you right at the beginning that the guy is going to die for this, because the guy is stupid. He is asking for a good stuff. But he's stupid. You see how illogical the situation is? Nobody could say, oh, you could have a better desire. Yes, this is good to have. But not to him. The spell is good to know. their spell when you don't need to learn their spell. That's how it works. It's always upside down like that. When you need and want to learn the spell, you're not worthy of it. You'll be worthy when you don't need, you don't want it, and it will come to you. That's how it works. This is the story he started. Let's see carefully how he started it. First, he said, let go of the imagination and looking in the sky and seeing a moon. Then, he said, there was this fellow with the show-off of the serpent, and somebody stole the serpent. The guy was very angry, very sad, that looking for his serpent when he found it. The thief was there and said, oh my God, thank God this thief got it away because it could kill me. That's what knowledge is. Please do not forget that I am the first rogue of defending knowledge. I admire knowledge, but in its correct place. Because to me, correct is something in special place. In somewhere else is no good. Good and bad is based on where, what, right? I hope you remember that young fellow that sometimes I remember to talk about him. There was this young philosopher, 24-year-old. Who wrote a Masnavi, named Masnavi Gulchan Ras, means the rose garden of the secret. And he answered to a very simple question, why are you talking like this? He said, we're talking like this because this is the only way to talk about it. Meanwhile, he put down all the rules of this. One of the best is, he said, everything is lovely, beautiful in its own place. Because the universe is like a face. It's like the eyebrow, the nose and the lips. They should be in the correct place to begin with. جان چون خط و خال و چشم و ابروز که هر چیزی به جای خویش نیکوست. Talk about something that you think is no good. Then I will show you the moment that that no good is very good. How about cutting the leg of a fellow? If the Gangalia is there, you have to do it, it's good. In a healthy situation, it's not good. That's simple. So he said, listen, everything in its place. Let's start with your desires. You desire to learn this. Of course you desire to learn the secret part of it. But you don't deserve it. Not you don't deserve it because you are not worthy of it. Because of the abuse and misuse, you will kill yourself and you will blame the instrument. Two bad stuff will come out. First, you are throwing away the bad propaganda about the good stuff. Second, you hurt it yourself because you wanted something you know nothing about. Isn't that what love is? Love is something that you know nothing about. So you should realize that this is a dangerous domain I'm going in. Be careful. How? Practice, because here we insist on a main difference between here and a normal classroom. In education, in a normal classroom, something is going on. That is learning the theory. The teacher explains the theory. They will learn it. His duty is to defend the idea being presented. Their idea, their duty is to really honestly dig it and since I'm They insist upon questioning it. That's the attitude over there. Here is different, remember? Here, there is no duty for the master. You never ever talk about the duty of the master, because master has no duty. And he doesn't defend an idea. He will give you something you are asking for. Your desire should be there. If they send you to the school by force, it works. Imagine that you are a nasty child. It's not very difficult to imagine. And you don't want to go to school. They force you to. You will not be a good student, but you will learn something, right? If you are forced to come here, you get nothing to say to you. Nothing. Because here, you should be. We should be ready, and we talked about it. Did we ever? Yes, you.
Yes, I want to ask you, you just confused me.
Did we ever? First, answer the question. Did we talk about this?
Yeah, I know. We talked about a lot of things, you know.
One of the things we talked, and you should remember, the idea is that, in my belief, the way I teach this, book one is about stage two. Book three is about stage four. Book six is about stage seven. This is one of the principles I'm insisting on. When I teach book one, I insist that notice the way I understand it is that book one is book of love, which is the second stage. The first stage, which is missing, which is causing a lot of problem, which is causing his son to sit down and write a book seven to say, oh, my daddy died before being able to finish this book. I'll finish it for you. And it's nonsense. It's beautiful. It's like the other stuff, but it's nothing. Why? He talks about it, he does it intentionally. He doesn't explain it intentionally. He could have said the cause of, I'm going to start with the second stage. Oh, my beloved teacher, remember, blah, blah, blah. He didn't say that. Why? Because that was the treasure to find it out. And that's very important. Because if somebody doesn't find out that treasure, we'll have, honestly, a lot of difficulties understanding Muslim. Because Rumi firmly believed in that. What is the first stage of this path? We always talk. You know it. You were here, I talked about it. Everybody knows that. There are seven steps to enlightenment. Remember them? What is the first one?
For me, it's imagination and common sense and the illusion.
No, I didn't say what is the meaning of it. Like, there is some category they made, is famous, everybody talks about it. Seven steps to enlightenment is yearning. Long ago.
No, I wasn't here when you told that. I wasn't here when you said that like that. I would have
you were here when I mentioned it. That book one is about the second step, because first step cannot be taught.
Yeah.
Nobody could teach it. Nobody has the right to do it even. It's yearning. It's me. It's my responsibility, me being a volunteer. Then I brought it to the first story of us, and I said, you know what's our first story? Our story begins with distinction between I and we. And the distinction was, I always tries